He reached into the gym bag on the floor next to him and drew out a long saber, an old cavalry weapon, Esperachius. A nail worked into the hilt declared it a brother of Michael's sword. He started inspecting the blade.
You could have simply moved to attack them.
By myself? I'm bad, but I'm not that bad.
He's your friend. He would have come with you, you know that.
I shook my head. He's my friend, period. You don't do that to your friends.
Precisely, Sonya said. So instead, you have placed your own life in jeopardy in order to protect his beliefs. You risk your body to preserve his heart.
He brought out a smooth sharpening stone and began stropping the saber's blade.
I suppose he considers it a particularly messianic act.
That's not why I did it, I said.
Of course it isn't. He knows that. It isn't easy for him. Usually he's the one protecting another, willing to pay the price if he must.
I exhaled and glanced after Michael.
I don't know what else I could have done.
Duh, Sonya agreed. But he's still afraid for you.
He fell quiet for a moment while his stone slid along the sword's blade. Mind if I ask you something? I said. The big man kept sharpening the sword with a steady hand.
Not at all.
You looked a little tense when Tessa's name came up, I said. Sonya glanced up at me for a second, his eyes shadowed and unreadable. He shrugged his shoulder and went back to his work.
She do you wrong? Barely ever noticed me, or spoke to me, Sonya said. To her, I was just an employee. One more face. She did not care who I was.
This second of hers, though, the one who recruited you. The muscles along his jawline twitched.
Her name is Rosanna.
And she done you wrong, I said.
Why do you say that?
'Cause when you talk about her, your face says that you've been done wrong. He gave me a brief smile.
Do you know how many black men live in Russia, Dresden?
No, I mean, I figure they're kind of a minority. Sonya stopped in mid-strop and glanced at me for a pregnant moment, one eyebrow arched.
Yes, he said, his tone dry. Kind of.
More so than in the States, I guess. He grunted.
For Moscow, it was very, very odd. If I went out to any smaller towns when I was growing up, I had to be careful about walking down busy streets. I could cause car accidents when drivers took their eyes off the road to stare at me. Literally. Many people in that part of the world had never seen a black person with their own eyes. That is changing, slowly. But growing up, I was a minority, the way Bigfoot is a minority, a freak.
I started putting things together. That's the kind of thing that's bound to make a young man a little resentful. He went back to sharpening the sword.
Oh, yes.
So, when you say that Tessa prefers to take recruits she knows will be eager to accept a coin,
I speak from experience, Sonya said, nodding. Rosanna was everything that angry, poor, desperate young man could dream of. Pretty, strong, sensual. And she truly did not care about the color of my skin.
Sonya shook his head.
I was 16. I winced. Yeah, good age for making really bad decisions. I speak from experience, too. She offered me the coin, Sonya said. I took it. And for 5 years, the creature known as Magog and I traveled the world with Rosanna, indulged in every vice a young man could possibly imagine, and obeyed Tessa's commands.